Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have the release of the Mueller report to the Attorney General, William Barr. And on Sunday, he releases a summary of those findings as they work through the process to see what can ultimately be revealed to the general public. And we will be talking about the difficulties in so doing and what he needs to go through and the thought process he needs to go through by talking with Harry Rosenberg, former U.S. attorney, in the last hour. Then in the second hour, we'll be talking to Ron Fauché, political analyst and president of Claris Research Group, about the number of Democratic candidates and talk about the political implications of the report that's been released. And I wrote this morning, how ill is this country, our America? You know, when you think about it, it's kind of difficult to understand why we, the citizens of the United States, why are we not happy with the result of Robert Mueller's report? Why aren't we relieved that the special counsel did not find collusion? And why aren't we overjoyed that our democracy is actually intact? Can somebody explain that to me? Why aren't we thrilled that the investigation did not find that the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 election? Folks, think about this. The very notion that a U.S. citizen, much less a presidential candidate, would conspire with a foreign power to alter the outcome of an election confounds even the most cynical of folks. The manner in which we conduct elections in this country has always been something that sets us apart from all the other countries in the world. Albeit not always perfect, right? But generally conducted, I think, in an ordered and structured fashion, free from outside interference. So again, I ask, why are we not happy with the outcome of the special counsel's investigation? Why aren't Attorney General William Barr's words comforting to anyone? He said the report identifies no actions that, in our judgment, constitutes obstructive conduct. Has our partisanship reached a level where the best interest of the country is second to our partisan interests? Have we become so self-consumed with our own ideology that we can no longer think outside of ourselves? Has the zero-sum strategy of politics today become a cancer within our value system? Worse yet, has it metastasized to our very core? You know, folks, I really hope not, and I pray not. Because one thing that I know for sure is that life typically has a way of stepping in and correcting things when we lose control. It happens in our personal lives, and it's happened throughout history. I fear scary times may be ahead if we don't learn to appreciate good news, and if we continue to just flounder in bipartisanship, cynicism, and dark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.